A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Red Men Bite Size. It's Wednesday the 12th of July. Quite a lot of news stories for you today. Actually, we've got some Levi Colwill news, Per Shears, Romeo Lavia, lactase test news, Kefren Thuram news, pre-season plans, Europa League opponents, and breaking Jordan Henderson news as well for you. So we're going to start off with the Levi Colwill stuff first and foremost. TalkSport are reporting that we are ready and pleased to make a bid for the Chelsea centre-back. Obviously, just come back from starring in the England under-21's big win in the Euros. He's now stalling, apparently, on signing a new deal at Stamford Bridge. He was questioned by one of his teammates, actually, on social media, on an Instagram Live, about whether he'd be coming back to Chelsea or maybe potentially moving to Liverpool. And he just said, yeah, we basically said that we're not talking about footy on this, and shut it down straight away. That wasn't verbatim. That was the Scouse vernacular putting a bit of a, my own spin on things, I suppose. Obviously, he's a hot property right now. Brighton have had a bid rejected, we believe, to be around £30 million for Colwill. Obviously, he was there last season on loan. Rumours are Chelsea want him to stay. They don't really want him to move on. It's a bit of an interesting one right now. But TalkSport saying that we are pleased to make a bid for him now. I suppose, where do you sit on that? Do you think we need another midfielder in, maybe a defensive midfielder like a Romeo Lavia, or do you think we need a Levi Colwill coming in next? For me, I probably think we probably need a defender first and foremost, and I'm not wishing Andy Robertson's career away at Liverpool, and I respect and love everything that he's done for the football club, but if we're sticking with this 3-box-3, as everybody I'm sure has heard me say over the course of the last few weeks, then I'm not 100% sure that Robertson fits. Now, I'd be okay with him being in there, but can Liverpool improve on him in that position, that sort of left-sided centre-half stroke left-back at times? Yeah, I think they can, and for the first time, I do think you can upgrade on Andy Robertson. And, you know, is Levi Colwill at the age that he is, with the experience that he's got, actually technically an upgrade on Andrew Robertson? Now, I'm not so sure about, to be honest with you, because I think Andy Robertson's a great defender. If you told him to stay back, I'm sure he would stay back. He'd curb that natural enthusiasm to go forwards. But the Levi Colwill stuff does excite me. I see him as a perfect fit for what we potentially do this season. So hopefully Liverpool are not just pleased, but primed and ready to make a bid, and hopefully it's not based on players leaving the football club first. Another player that it looks like he's going to be on his way, we don't know whether it's going to be to Liverpool this summer, of course, is Per Shears. We obviously had an interest in him going back last year before he signed for Torino for around £10 million. But it seems to me that Per Shears now, according to some Italian website, basically, who are citing Tutto Sport, that he said his goodbyes to his teammates and employees of the club. Now, Tutto Sport is obviously a renowned newspaper in Italy. So I can't stress whether I know that this is valid or true or anything, but if Tutto Sport are saying it, I tend to sort of understand it. Now, West Ham, Crystal Palace and Liverpool have all apparently had an interest in shares in recent months. Torino want Liverpool, West Ham and Crystal Palace to bid against each other. And according to Tutto Sport, the fee will be €40 million. And Liverpool apparently, and I quote, has the best papers to tie the old Ajax player. I don't know what that means, but it seems like Liverpool are in the driving seat, as you would expect if Liverpool were competing against West Ham and Crystal Palace for a player, to be fair. But yeah, in Italy, shares is praised for the way he said goodbye to the people at Torino. The Limburger should not even have reported, but insisted on saying goodbye to everyone personally, ready for his dream transfer a year after Torino transferred about €10 million to Ajax. Now, if it was a dream transfer, does anyone really grow up dreaming of playing for West Ham United? No. Does anyone really grow up dreaming of playing for Crystal Palace? No. Loads of people dream of playing for Liverpool, though, don't they? So yeah, maybe he thinks that, or maybe it's just a spin on words, who knows. But from the Liverpool journalist side of things, nobody's saying that we've bid for Per Scher, so we'll put a little bit of a dampener on that one as well. Transfer Insider, Peter O'Rourke for Football Insider, sorry, 247, is also talking about this, saying that Liverpool had their sights on a move for Per Scher while he was at Ajax. We're apparently keen on landing the defender this summer, have held a long-term interest that dates back for some time. It is believed the 23-year-old will be interested in joining the Merseyside Giants before the window shuts at the end of August. And it also states Klopp wants to add more options to his defensive lineup after a difficult 22-23 campaign. So nothing really new there from Football Insider. And I say it's not a Basker, it's not a Joyce, it's not a Gorst, it's not a Jones, it's not a Pearce. Apologies if I've missed any of the absolute superstar Liverpool journalists. Next news story then. Liverpool are holding internal discussions over fantastic talent, according to Fabrizio Romano. So Fabrizio Romano, transfer guru, writes a column for Court Offside, and he's talking about Romeo Lavia. He describes him, in his opinion, as a fantastic signing for Jürgen's side. Romano is unsure if Liverpool are looking at alternatives to Lavia, but named Manuel Locatelli as another player he believes would be a good fit from Juve. And I quote here, Romeo Lavia, at the moment, this is still not something imminent. Liverpool are discussing internally about Lavia. No official bid has been submitted yet, and also no decision has been made on the price. So Lavia remains on the Reds list, and honestly, I think Lavia would be a fantastic signing. He's a top talent. It's not easy to find that kind of player on the market, so I don't know if they have alternatives at this stage. And the sticking point for this Lavia deal has and always will be, I believe, the fee. Now, we know that sort of Southampton are looking for around about £50 million. Now, one of the interesting things that I've sort of had confirmed this week, and I spoke about it on the podcast earlier on the week, is the VAT on football transfers. Now, there is VAT at play in football transfers on signings made between two English clubs. Now, from what I understand of VAT, first of all, I don't know whether transfer fees are Inc VAT or X VAT for a start. But Kieran Maguire said the VAT is charged on transfer fees, and he's a finance expert between two English clubs. So what I know about VAT is if you give a discount or a 20% sell-on fee to, say, Manchester City, for example, and saying that 50 million is Inc VAT, right, that would make it around about 41.666 million, something like that. XVAT. You're also losing 20% of that 41, which could take it down to circa £34 million. So actually, if we bought him for £50 million, they lose the VAT, let's say, and they lose the 20% sell-on fee as well. That could be about £35 million anyway. So I can understand why Southampton want a higher price, because you're losing 20% of it to Manchester City and the potential VAT implications, of which I have actually no idea whether it's Inc VAT or X VAT or whatever. But yeah, that could be one of the sticking points. But according to Romano, get back on track here, Liverpool are discussing it internally. The bid is not imminent, and he doesn't know whether there's any alternative to Lavia. That might mean I can move on to Kefren Shaw and news now. And I say news, it's no news really, but L'Equipe now reporting that the French youngster is now likely to remain with Nice for the foreseeable. Bayern Munich was said to be challenging the Reds for his signature, but with the interest cooling, it appears he will stay at the club and leave next summer. Now, that was one of the alternatives, wasn't it, for somebody like a Romeo Lavia, a midfielder that could come in. But it looks like right now, anyway, certainly, that Liverpool got all their eggs in the Romeo Lavia basket. And whether that is a good or a bad thing, we will see over the next month or so, I suppose. Liverpool back in pre-season training. Lots of the big lads back as well. the likes of Mo Salah, Jordan Henderson. We've seen Szoboszlai, we've seen McAllister, Robertson, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Luis Diaz, Cody Gakpo, Diogo Jota, of course, and they've had the dreaded lactate test, and there is a new champion. So apparently Szoboszlai finished the lactate test, which is great news, and he really impressed his teammates. Excellent. Apparently Konate and Virgil van Dijk were two of the first ones out, but the overall winner apparently, and the new champion for the first time since 2014's lactate test, maybe 2015's, since James Milner was at the club, basically, without further ado, is Mohamed Salah. So that's an interesting one, isn't it? Well done, Mo Salah. You've won the dreaded lactate test for Liverpool.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Next news story then, quick. And in your face is who Liverpool could potentially face in the Europa League. Now, I'm going to go through this one. First of all, this is Anfield doing a fantastic job of collating so much Liverpool news that you need to get yourself following them and probably use them for a lot of your Liverpool news as well, to be fair. They are absolutely superb at what they do. So, first of all, teams Liverpool cannot face in the group stage: West Ham United, Roma, Villarreal, Bayer Leverkusen, Atalanta and Brighton. Confirmed potential opponents: Real Betis, Freiburg, Sporting CP, Toulouse and Rennes. And other likely teams that we could potentially face. And there's some big names in here now, actually. Obviously, these are due to playoffs and all that type of stuff. But Slavia Prague, Olympiacos, Ajax, LASK, Aberdeen, Union Saint-Gillois, FC Lugano, Jura Luthansk, and FK Kukariki. I've never said that before. In fact, the last two, three, four of those teams, Union Saint-Gilloise, FC Lugano, Jura Luhansk, and FK Kukariki, are definitely teams that I'd never heard of. So there you go. Big names in there. The Jordan Henderson news is your last news story of today's edition of Bite Size, and it is being broken by two massive Liverpool journalists. First of all, it looked like earlier on in the week the Stephen Gerrard's El Atifaki side were looking at bringing Jordan Henderson in. Then those rumours were sort of poo-pooed by certain journalists. Now Chris Bascom and Paul Joyce are talking about Stephen Gerrard, his El Atifaki side, wanting Jordan Henderson. So Chris Bascom writes for The Telegraph, Paul Joyce writes for The Times, two long-standing, excellent Liverpool journalists. In fact, you know, I've been following Chris Bascom through the Liverpool Echo and through his various other publications for the best part of, I would say, 20 plus years now. So I know how good a journalist he is. Paul Joyce, exactly the same. Hendo is wrestling with the dilemma of whether to quit Liverpool and join the Premier League exodus to Saudi Arabia, with a decision anticipated shortly. Liverpool, Chris Bascombe and Paul Joyce Wright both say that they've received no formal approach for the captain, but Steven Gerrard is leading the overtures for Hendo, and he's now facing a big decision whether to end his 12-year association with the football club. Now, there's a couple of things here. One paragraph I would like to read word for word, if that's okay with you. Clearly, the decision will be Henderson's as to whether to give the Saudis the green light to make an approach to Liverpool. Should a bid materialise, it will be clear Henderson has decided to make the move. Beyond that, Klopp's response to any offer would be fascinating. So what Bascombe is essentially writing here, and I'm sure you probably worked this out, but what he's saying is the deal is getting done away from Liverpool Football Club. So if a bid comes in, the likelihood is that Hendo says, I'm ready to go. So if we don't receive a bid, he's probably said, no, I'm not interested, thank you very much, appreciate you, but no. The 33-year-old, though, he is a big part of Gareth Southgate's England setup, and with the Euros coming up in the summer, would moving to Saudi Arabia potentially jeopardise his standing in that squad? Could Liverpool deal without their captain and former vice-captain James Milner leaving in the same summer? Would Virgil van Dijk be promoted from his new vice-captain's role to the captain? Who would fill in the vice-captain role? Would it be Andrew Robertson? Could it be a Trent Alexander-Arnold? These things we don't know right now. It stands to reason if they voted him vice-captain, then Virgil van Dijk might be the next captain of Liverpool Football Club, which could be an interesting one as well. Certainly a different type of captain to the leader, the legend that is Jordan Henderson. I would be bitterly disappointed and massively surprised if Jordan Henderson moved to Saudi Arabia this summer after everything that he's done to promote equality in football over the last few years. But there you go, that is today's edition of Bite Size. We've got a brand new book out. You can pre-order it now from redmenmerch.com. It's the Bobby Firmino Best in the World book. It is a premium A4 book with unbelievable graphics, great wordings, just a great story about the boy from Macau. So get over to that one and get your pre-orders in. It is a limited run. We've only printed one load. It's at the manufacturers right now, redmenmerch.com for that. And if you want to get more Bobby Firmino content, of course, on redmenplus.com, all three parts of our incredible documentary are out as well. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for putting up with me. I'll speak to you next time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.